Chapter 111. The studio was large, but they were only going to be using a small segment of it. There were two desks and five cameras. Ron had a mic fitted to his lapel. They were interviewed for Education in New Jersey, a cable show that would be rebroadcast and played on a monthly loop by a few local stations. The interviewer worked out of Trenton, where these shows were often taped. Sandy and Ron had created a stir with a co-authored piece on the importance of trust in educators. Connie had become adept with the creation of PowerPoints. Sheila Storm began her questions. Sandy, tell us why you feel that standardized testing is such a danger. Sandy was poised. The testing itself isn't the danger. The danger is in how the educational community is responding to it. Why is that dangerous? Asked Sheila. There is no reason to revamp curriculum because it is going to be tested. This is a time for us to have faith in the curriculum that we have created and to fine-tune it to accommodate changing needs. What is being proposed is radically different from that. What do you think is being proposed? Pressed Sheila. A punitive approach that will force districts to comply with immediate results or face monetary consequences and consequences with respect to who has the right to make district-level decisions. Sheila turned to her other guest. And how do you see this, Dr. Tuck? Ron smiled for Sheila and the camera. We're being asked to compare apples and oranges. They just don't taste the same, no matter what you do. For example, Texas creates a test where kids have to have a sixth grade level of education in order to pass. New Jersey creates a test where the same passing score requires an 11th grade education. The president lauds the Texas school accomplishment and criticizes New Jersey for having a system where education fails its kids. Is he saying kids from Texas don't need to be as smart as kids from New Jersey? Ron grinned and shook his head. That's another question entirely, isn't it? Sheila felt she had to make a point here. But don't New Jersey parents have the right to expect an education that is on grade level? Sure they do, said Ron. He decided to change things up on Sheila a little. Chief complaint of most kids in school is, Ron paused like he almost expected her to answer, but he didn't. The complaint is that they are bored. Our challenge is to make their education meaningful and interesting. One cannot do that and concentrate on the test-driven standards and benchmarks we are being asked to drop everything and pursue. Sandy chimed in. Dr. Tuck was actually on the state committee that formulated some of our tests. Ron laughed. That's true. That was back when we were being told that we would have local control, educator-created testing. That lasted 1 year, and the state decided to give it over to a company who designs tests for profit. Why is it important that they are for profit, asked Sheila. Because they also design and sell the prep books that districts buy in order to pass their tests. I'm not saying that the tests are designed to have a bias that produces a certain failure rate, but that is a distinct possibility, isn't it? The more books and tests that are sold, the greater the profit. Sandy was growing a little uncomfortable. Ron had almost taken a tone that inspired distrust in motivation. It was true that New Jersey had a Republican administration now, but he might seem to be using this to attack them. That wasn't a fight that Sandy thought they could win. He would turn some heads by raising the point, though. She just needed to rein things in some. We need to have faith in our existing curriculum. We will be all right if we do not panic. And right now, I sense an amount of panic, said Sandy. It was a good 30-minute segment, and both Ron and Sandy were told for weeks that they had been seen on television. They felt good about themselves. That was when Leon Stavros informed Sandy that he would like to replace Ron when they gave these interviews. How is the sloth supposed to replace you when he doesn't know anything? Fumed Sandy. Solution is simple. We won't do any more interviews. Let him do his own interviews.